It is the number. It's a new show. It's the first of the new shows. Now, the common thing to do would be to, if you were doing the number, would be to do the number one first. But the problem, the premise of the show is that we're going to talk about everyone who's worn a Premier League squad number for Liverpool. The issue is that goalkeepers are fundamentally dull. So we're not going to start at number one. We might get a goalkeeper-y room to talk the goalkeepers through. So we're going to start slightly randomly at number 15. The number 15s who played for Liverpool are Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, Daniel Sturridge, Jamie Redknapp, Patrick Berger, Peter Crouch, Salif Diao, Yossi Benayoun. That's on LFC history. And it's alphabetical order of the first names, as you'll have heard all the way through. I think chronologically, Phil, Jamie Redknapp will be first.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Has to be, because he was there when the Premier League came in.
He was there before the Premier League, I think, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's Kenny's last signing.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
What do we all think of Jamie? Did you like him as a player?
Yeah, I did. I would have been 95. He was a fucking great player. I remember. I always wanted them to be a bit harder. Liverpool lacked around that time. They lacked a bit of steel. I remember every fucking summer for as long as I can remember going, we just need a good defensive midfielder and we'll win the league.
And then Paulins turned up and we got
Paulins
it.
Paulins turned up and we were like, fucking is right, we're going to win the league. And then we never. That was the only thing. He was a little bit one-paced, but he could fucking pass a football. He really could. He was a good footballer. Yeah, I liked him. I liked him a lot. He was captain, wasn't he? For a fair bit.
Captain in 2001.
Treble season. Yeah.
Lifted the FA Cup, didn't he?
In the suit.
In the suit because he had no knees anymore.
The operation he's done on his knee, have you heard that? The operator's on his knee, they basically removed his whole cartilage, I think. I read, and it was like he would never do that. Now he had a problem with his cartilage. The surgery just went, all right, lads, I'll whip that out for you. You haven't got a problem more. And he's like, okay, but do you not think I might have needed it? Because now I've just got bone v bone here, mate. It fucking hurts.